This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and I'm speaking with Dean Weingarten from Rider Extraordinaire at Ammo Land. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
Well, in just a matter of 2 days, we got numbers 28 and 29 into the permitless slash constitutional carry, which I believe we're beginning to see a distinction between true constitutional carry, which is no holds barred, versus permitless carry, where they have some holds in place. Would you agree with that analysis?
Yeah. What we have is, and it's become sort of a, it's more of a spectrum, because there's some places where there's almost no limitation on carrying without a permit, although that always is a little bit. And then there's places like Florida, where you really have just permitless carry concealed.
Right.
You still mostly, I mean, there are some.
The last number I heard for casualties was 133 killed and some unspecified number of people injured. These people got out of the building somehow, and a number of them have been chased down and captured. This is being attributed, or this was attributed to something called ISIS-K, which apparently is ISIS that operates out of Afghanistan and Turkey. And whatever that organization is, which has been active for about the last year, took credit slash blame for this thing. It's pretty awful. There's all kinds of video taken by people who were in and around the building at the time. There's video posted on Twitter, and we've got some of it in our post showing them opening fire and shooting people. Looks like in the lobby of the building. It's as bad as you would think. And as we start out, the lead in to our post title, this is what happens to a disarmed populace. This is what happens when you have people in a target-rich environment where the attackers don't care about laws and don't care about regulations and anything like that, when they know that there's going to be little to no pushback or resistance from anyone on the scene. And there apparently was none. I don't think that if the venue had any kind of security, I haven't heard about it. I haven't seen any evidence of that in any of the video that's come out. It's pretty horrific. And a lot of people think that, that kind of thing could never happen here. Well, it can happen here. Similar things have happened here. This isn't that different than what happened in the Aurora Theater. That was just one person.
Or Mandalay Bay.
Mandalay Bay. But those were both, at least apparently, individuals acting for who knows what reason. This was an organized attack, but at least four people involved that was apparently planned and conceived and then carried out. So this is a much more insidious type of thing. But when you have a border over which 7 million people have come in the last 3.5 years, You have to think that some of those people aren't just here for jobs and a better life. A lot of them are single military-aged individuals, and it isn't too far-fetched to think that some of those people have things at least have bad intentions. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah. Bad intentions is a good way to put it. A nefarious agenda with harm as their primary thing they want to go after.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm watching some of the video from Twitter on this or X. And by the way, while I'm thinking about this, what do they call the posts on X now? X's or tweets?
Everybody still calls them tweets.
Okay. Fine.
Everyone does.
Okay.
There's no good name for them, if not tweet.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, whatever. I'm looking at some of the tweets, and I mean, these people were walking through there completely uncontested.
Yeah, they obviously, I mean, watch the video, excuse me, of them walking through the lobby and shooting people. They obviously weren't concerned at all.
Right.
About any kind of armed resistance. Watch their body language. They weren't watching. They didn't have anybody watching their backs or turning around or, you know, scanning the area, you know, looking for police to open fire on them or anything like that. They looked far too comfortable.
This reminds me of Paris in 2015. When they were walking around. Well, the Bataclan thing, the thing where they were walking around, you know, shooting people at restaurants and just going in there and walking right up on them and putting the weapon on them just to have it jam up and everything. That's the way they're moving around. Like they don't have a care in the world.
Correct. Now here, depending on where you live, in most cases, these kinds of places will also be designated as gun-free zones. When I go to venues like this, excuse me, here in Austin,
yeah,
they have metal detectors. Everyone walks through a metal detector. You can't carry a pocket knife in to these places. At least the major venues here in Austin. Now that wouldn't stop somebody, an individual or people like this, from shooting their way in,
right?
You know, once the thing happens, but concert goers are actively prevented from carrying firearms or any kind of defensive items with them.
I am telling you. I mean, they did this in Russia. I mean, the Russian security forces. If it's a hostage situation, they just, you know, don't they just sort of flip a coin and go, well, they're dead anyway, so let's just go in there and kill everything.
Yeah, they're not terribly
discerning.
Yeah, no, exactly, discerning. And if I were one of these guys and I was being chased down and about to be captured, I don't think I'd let that happen. Because I can only imagine what's being done to these people who are captured alive.
Yeah,
it won't be pretty. And I can't remember the name of the venue, but there was a bad hostage takeover and hostage situation.
Eslan?
That was blamed on Chechen. Eslan, yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah.
It was blamed on Chechen The Russians gassed everybody in there.
Yep.
Killing a lot of hostages.
Yep.
And you know, they just don't give a damn. They just want to end this thing. And if a lot of hostages die in the process, they figure that's the attacker's fault.
Yeah. Hang on for me, if you will. This is ripped straight from the front page of Shooting News Weekly, talking to Dan Timmerman from Shooting News Weekly. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from Shooting News Weekly. And the information that is going around right now is that they're going to send Kamala Harris out on the road, which that probably means whatever she's doing is going to fail. But this, you know, they do get high grades for this effort, because are they trying to federalize ERPO laws, or emergency risk protection orders, gun violence restraining orders, red flag laws, whatever you want to call them?
Well, they're doing their best to encourage as many states as possible to enact these things, because they want to make it as easy as possible for virtually anyone to initiate a gun confiscation order against anyone who they, basically anyone they want to. ERPOs, which are extreme risk protection orders, better known as red flag laws, are now the law in something like, I don't know, 20 states or something.
Yeah.
And they short circuit the process of due process, because in almost every case, someone, and it varies by state, someone can finger an individual and say, this person is dangerous, this person owns guns, and they need to be taken away until that person can be dealt with, treated, or prove they're not. These things happen in ex parte hearing, usually, which means that the hearings happen without the targeted person being there.
Right.
And the judge almost all the time issues the confiscation order. And the first time that the targeted person hears about this is when they get a knock on the door from the local police saying, here, we have an order to confiscate all your firearms. Well, that's something that the Biden administration and their never-ending war on guns absolutely loves. Never mind the fact that, excuse me, there are already laws on the books in every state that allows people who are dangerous to themselves or others to be institutionalized and their guns confiscated. What these red flag laws do, though, is lower the bar and make it even less, make it even easier for these things to be issued. And in some states, they make it so that virtually anyone can request a confiscation order. So somebody who works next to you at work and heard you just saying something over the phone, they could potentially do it. It doesn't have to be a cop. It doesn't have to be a doctor. It doesn't have to be your wife. And these things are, of course, ripe for abuse. So if you have a vindictive ex, or you're going through a divorce, or you're having a feud with your next door neighbor, these things can and have been used as weapons to make life difficult for people.
Right.
Anyway, less than 12 hours after the latest budget omnibus spending bill was signed into law, the early Saturday morning, the Department of Justice announced that, we're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to promote extreme risk protection orders all around the country. And we're partnering with the Bloomberg School of Public Health, who we're giving a couple of million dollars to create something called an ERPO Resource Center, which is designed to help law enforcement and families and clinicians and attorneys more effectively use red flag laws. A lot of this is directly traceable back to useful idiots like John Cornyn, who crossed over the aisle to partner with.
Maybe he'll send
Chris
some
Murphy.
Maybe he'll send some more emails out, going, "This is what we didn't mean for this to happen this way."
Yeah, exactly. How many of those has he done so far? Every time the Biden administration predictably uses the what's the name of that? Safer Communities? Can't remember the exact name of the
bipartisan
Safer Communities Act. It was bipartisan because useful simple idiots like John Cornyn crossed over the aisle,
right,
and worked with dedicated civilian disarmament advocates like Chris Murphy to give the Biden administration cover and pass this monstrosity of a bill, one of the features of which directly resulted in what we're seeing now with DOJ.
One thing I've noticed is that they seem to be reading all kinds of things into that particular little ditty that aren't even in there in any sort of verbiage at all, and that's why they start saying, "Oh, well, that's not actually in there. You guys can't actually do that, you idiots."
Yeah, but they're doing it.
Yeah,
they're doing it. Predictably, they're doing it, and nobody's trying to stop them. It's a mess, and. Cornyn, who now wants to replace Mitch McConnell as the
minority leader.
Yeah. Minority leader now, hopefully, right. And possibly a majority leader, this should be just a completely disqualifying factor in anybody who's considering supporting that.
Well, I say this time and time again. The only thing they can get on gun control is that which we give to them. And that was a perfect, because they didn't have to do that. They could have killed it right then and there. They could have killed it and they didn't kill it. So they, for whatever, and then after that, of course, Cornyn's out there going, "That's as far as we're willing to go on gun control." Well, look at what you're getting out of that there, buddy.
Yeah. It's as far as we're willing to go until there's another high profile shooting and they are pressured by their colleagues, their Democrat colleagues, and the media, and decide, we can buy a lot of goodwill by giving in just this
goodwill.
One time.
Goodwill, yeah. That's why we elect them, for the goodwill. Hang on for me, if you will, please, sir. This is ripped straight off of the front page of ShootingNewsWeekly.com. Now coming up on This is nearly four months old. And it's already at a stage now, which most websites take years to get to. That's sort of interesting in and of itself. We might have to talk about that in the next little bit, just because that is it's just wild to consider. ShootingNewsWeekly.com. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman. He's the editor there. We'll be right back. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. The trial for former President Trump's New York hush money case is set to start next month. Jury selection is scheduled to begin on April 15th, despite defense attempts to postpone or dismiss the case, which were rejected by the judge. An Israeli delegation has canceled its visit to Washington following the U.S. decision not to veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced the decision Monday, stating that the resolution failed to include a condition for the release of of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. The National Park Service is being sued for not accepting cash payments at parks across the U.S. Three people filed a lawsuit earlier this month claiming the Park Service is breaking federal law by not accepting cash for entry to various monuments, parks, and historic sites. The trio filed the lawsuit after their cash was rejected in Arizona, Georgia, and New York. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from Shooting News Weekly. And so I got a question for you, because this is really interesting to me, because you ran one website for so long, you became synonymous with the brand and everything. And then you, very, very good secret keeper, things changed. And you had to start looking at making a change along with it. And, well, here you are. What, is it 3 months, or it's 3 months now, right?
It's not quite. It'll
be 3 months on the 4th of April.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
So in 3 months' time, what is the website traffic looking like at Shooting News Weekly? Because you guys started from nothing, and, at you know... Yes, lots of people know you, lots of people know Jim Shepherd, but, you know, when you're getting out there on the web, the web is anonymous in the beginning if somebody doesn't really know what's going on out there. So, what do you attribute this to? Because it seems like you guys are jumping.
Well, the biggest thing is all of our writers came with us. And that's really, that's just a huge plus. Is that, and we've added new writers, as well. So we're able to create even better content than we were doing before. And it's a good thing, and we're growing. We had some technical issues early on, as you usually do whenever you put up a new website. And we had some SEO issues. And for your listeners, that means, you know, the search engines weren't seeing us for technical reasons. We've got all that behind us, and now we're growing, and things are happening, and it's a heavy lift, and it takes a while. It took a while at the last place. That site was took a year or two to get up to, you know, a really good spot. And
right.
I'm probably going to do the same now. It's a different environment now. We have, there are bigger hurdles to this kind of thing now than there were then. Back then, you could be on Facebook and put up a story about guns, and pretty much everybody who followed you would see it.
Yep.
That isn't the case anymore. Now, virtually every gun-related website is shadow banned. Same thing on Instagram. It's still the same thing on Twitter, to a large extent. A lot of those people are still they're throttled back. Not everybody who subscribes and follows those people see that. So that makes it harder to grow. Fortunately, we've got a lot of support. We've got a very big mailing list. We've got people who are helping us out, letting us use their mailing list, which is very big. We send out weekly email blasts, so our content is getting out there more and more, and things are going in the right direction. So we're feeling good about it.
But I mean, this time around, though, you are you a little? You're sitting there going, "Wow, this is going a little faster than I thought it was going to go."
Yeah. I mean, I was at the other place for over 11 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
So this was it's jarring. It's a big leap. It's something a lot of work to be done.
Right.
But we're doing it. And the whole Outdoor Wire Shooting Network people, the people there and their advertisers and all that have been great. And we're just, we're pretty happy, and we're still working and getting the site to where we want it to be. And still got to have a little more work to do, but it's getting done, and we're feeling good.
I wonder how many people only became aware of the change when they started going to the other place and seeing the missing bylines.
I don't know. I wonder how many people actually look at those bylines. I think a fair number do. You know, we had and have here one of the best gun reviewers in the business, period, John Wayne Taylor.
Right.
You know, and his reviews aren't there anymore. They're over here.
Right.
And I know he has a following. So I guess people who go over there and were looking for his reviews are missing those. I don't know. I don't know, because it's a different cast of characters over there now. And I'm sure that has an effect on, you know, the content you're seeing and the style of the writing and all that. But anyway, I'm very thankful that all of our writers came along and are doing what they do really well here.
I kind of think that, you know, like, when people start following somebody, like I used to listen to this radio show. It turned out they were funny, and it was before I ever got into radio, but I used to listen to this show called The John and Mike Show, and it's just funny, and it was entertaining. It was great. And then one day they took it off of circulation, or they took it out of this market where I live. And so I found it on podcast, and then I started listening to the podcast. And then they split up, and it just became The Mike O'Mara Show. And I think when people get used to something, they want to hang on to it. As in the radio industry, the death of Rush Limbaugh is still felt to this day.
And everybody's trying to
fill that space 12 to noon. Nobody's coming close to it. You know, everybody's looking for that replacement, and there isn't one. There isn't a replacement for him at the moment. So, and there will never be somebody to replace him. But I think when people get used to following your work and everything, that if you take your work away, they're going to find, if you move your work, they're going to find you.
No, that's true. And we see that in the comments, in our comments, actually. A lot of the commenters here are exactly the same people who were active at the other place.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing what they do. And so we built up a real community over there. The Truth About Guns was as much almost as a bulletin board and forum as it was a blog because of all the activity in the comments.
Right.
And that's starting to happen now. We're shooting News Weekly, so. Good to see.
I think it's great. I mean, that gives me hope for myself. You know, I've been doing this for a while. Maybe I'll catch on sooner or later. That'd be great. That'd be great if I could just catch on and get me a little, you know, get me a few people here and there. That'd be stupendous. That'd be stupendous. The beauty of what I do, though, is I might move and nobody would ever know. I'd just be looking for I might move to another network or something, which, that's not in the offing. I'm not even looking, but that's really the only move I could possibly make. And if that did happen, nobody would ever really know it. They wouldn't be able to tell.
No. And you're out there on podcast, be a podcast, get you no matter where they are, no matter what time, whenever's convenient for them, which is a great thing.
Yeah, radio persists. Everybody's like, well, radio is obsolete. Actually, it's still persisting nonetheless. So,
yep.
The other problem is that the syndicated or distributed space is getting smaller and smaller. So, like, if you're in a spot like where I'm at, probably best not to get out there and rock the boat too very much because there's not that many places to go nowadays. So, pretty happy where I'm at the moment. You hang on for me, if you will. That, of course, was just me and Dan musing. We're going to go back to the pages of Shooting News Weekly, which is a resource for me now. It became a resource as soon as they went live, and now they've only been live for going on 3 months. Haven't made it 2 months and 20 days, if that. And that's the beauty of the gun community. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the ShootingNewsWeekly.com website. So, we now have a new category of guns that I didn't know existed. I'm very excited to know about this, but apparently there's a big issue with these. What exactly is a zombie gun?
Well, let's talk about this.
Okay.
When you have a gun buyback, or guns are confiscated for, you know, during arrests from prohibited people and things like that. Lots of things could happen with those guns, depending on what part of the country you live in, what the laws are. But in a lot of places, those guns are sent for destruction. And there are a number of companies around the country that do that kind of work. And they usually do it for free. And the reason they do it for free is when they destroy a gun, they destroy the quote unquote gun, meaning the serialized portion
right.
of the gun. And then they strip out all the other parts, the barrel, the trigger group, the sear, everything else. And then they sell those online to people who are builders or need spare parts for a gun they already own or want to fix some old guns that they inherited for whatever purpose. Well, last year, I believe it was the New York Times ran a big article about this business, and they were horrified, absolutely horrified that this existed. The guns that were being sent to be destroyed weren't being destroyed in their entirety. Well, nothing's more dangerous than the legislature once in session. And Congressman Maxwell Frost of Florida, I think he's from the Orlando area, has written a bill, he's calling the Destroy Zombie Guns Act, because what he's saying is that these parts are being stripped from guns that should be dead and gone and are being resurrected inside guns that are being built. Sometimes 80% guns that don't have serial numbers and no one went to their background check. So he's created this new garbage term called zombie guns to describe these and to scare low information type
sure.
blind moms across the country into supporting what he's doing here.
Zombie guns.
Zombie guns. They're stripping the guts out of dead guns or soon to be dead guns.
So when we're talking about zombie guns, by his definition, are we talking about parts that are left over?
Yes. Exactly. What he's saying is that when guns are, what he wants to happen is when a city police department or a buyback sends guns to be destroyed, he wants them to destroy it in their entirety, including those parts, because he's calling that the gun, the zombie gun loophole, because there's always got to be a loophole. What he doesn't take into account, however, is the fact that, again, like I said before, these companies do this for free, taking these guns off the hands of police departments and whoever's running these buybacks, because they make their money by taking those parts out and then selling them. If they're required to destroy the guns in their entirety, which they do sometimes because some police departments want that, they have to charge for it. They're not in business. You know, these aren't charity.
Right.
These are money-making enterprises. So this is going to raise the cost for police departments and therefore taxpayers all around the country.
And to... So what would normally happen to these loophole pieces if they're not destroyed? What normally happens to them? Do they go back into the system? Do they go get sold to a gun shop, a gunsmith?
Well, if you look at the websites of these companies, and we first wrote about one of these almost a decade ago at the other place. There was one not far from where I live in St. Louis called Gunbusters. They created a machine that chops these things up. But then they run a if you go out to GunBroker, they have lots and lots of listings for the parts. So they strip the parts out and they clean them up and they sell them. So if you need a parts kit for a Beretta 92 or whatever, that look out on GunBroker, and GunBusters has dozens and dozens of listings where they sell these parts to people who want them.
I just find it interesting that When I heard the zombie gun thing, the first thing I thought of was that they were trying to do something that was against guns that are built, home-built guns. But I didn't know that this was actually a thing. I've never heard of that before, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm surprised heard of it.
This is indirectly aimed at home-built guns because they want to make it harder and reduce the availability of parts kits. For people who do home build or doing an 80% build or something like that.
Right.
You know, they want to do that. They want to make it as, they want to make gun ownership in general as difficult, as onerous, and as expensive as possible. And that means regulating and taxing every part of the gun they possibly, every aspect of gun ownership they possibly can. You know, raising taxes on ammunition, initiating ammunition background checks. In this case, eliminating parts kits. You know, some a significant source of parts kits that people could use to build guns. You can thank people like Representative Frost and for this new meme that he's created.
Zombie guns.
With zombie guns.
Yeah. Well, you know, that that whole thing, I don't know. Especially with what we just saw happen in Russia. What we see happening in Haiti. What we saw happen in Israel. What we saw happen in Ukraine. Do they think that by getting out there and coming out with a new cool name, zombie guns? Did you know that zombie guns? We must stop the proliferation of zombie guns at all costs. They think you know. Is that actually picking up any?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is in the grand tradition of course the ghost gun term, which a California congressman created about a decade ago. It's these things have diminishing returns. They only scare people for so long.
Right.
I think it seems like the term ghost gun has sort of run its course. So now we have to come up with another one that sounds equally scary that they can use for talking points and that the media will, of course, latch onto and use time and time again in their
ongoing
support for gun control.
So something happens in a gun-free zone and the cops are out there. What kind of gun was it? It was a zombie gun.
Yeah.
Well, no, maybe it was a ghost gun. It was an illegal gun. Yeah, but what kind of gun was it? It was a zombie ghost illegal gun.
It could actually be a zombie ghost gun.
Yeah.
It could be a ghost zombie gun.
It's
a ghost gun because it doesn't have a serial number, and it's a zombie gun because it used parts from a destroyed gun.
All those things. It could be all those things. And all they do is just make things more and more confusing for the regular person. And in the interim, there's now 29 permitless carry states. I kind of think they're screaming at the windmills now.
Yeah, at
this particular moment. But anyway, thank you for taking the time to join me today. And congratulations on the continued success of Shooting News Weekly from the dead start that you and Mr. Shepard fired this torpedo out there into the interwebs and putting it out there. I'm amazed at how fast it is catching on. That's good stuff. The website is shootingnewsweekly.com. That's where Dan plies his trade. That's where all of his writers, John Bach and all the other guys that are there, John Wayne Taylor, the best gun reviewer in the game, they're all there as well. In addition to having a bunch of stuff reprinted from people like Lee Williams and, John Lott and some other people, they this is the place to go. This is where you can catch the latest in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.